10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, contact!
Journey into Space Force with Charles Chilton, preparing raw data. Audio generation complete. Prepare for interview transmission in 3, 2, 1...
We still get a lot of requests for Journey into Space, and we're talking, what, 50 years on.
Mm.
Why do you think it stood the test of time?
I think might be because people are very fond of the things they enjoyed when they were young, especially when they were children. And especially a thing like Journey into Space, which frightened a lot of children. I didn't intend it to frighten anybody.
Hey, listen, what's that?
I don't know. Gives you the creeps, doesn't it?
Of course, it had some very famous fans, didn't it? I mean, Kenny Everett, he credited it as being an inspiration for his Captain Kremen series.
Yeah.
You even had a Prime Minister, John Major,
that's
come
right.
out as a big
yes,
fan.
Yes, he was a fan, yeah.
And Stephen Hawking.
Yes, it's amazing how people cottoned on to it. Fans were of all kinds. I remember Journey into Space was transferred to 6 o'clock Sunday, and I immediately got lots of letters from people who said, you know, why have you changed it? And I got a letter from Convent, from the Mother Superior, saying they're so sorry that Journey into Space has been moved to 7 o'clock, and could we not put it back to 6 o'clock? I got in touch with them, and she said, at 7 o'clock we have our evening service and we can't listen. But we always used to listen at 6 o'clock before we went into the chapel. Wouldn't the BBC kindly put it back to its old time?
It is very powerful. Something we cannot understand. Cannot fight against, because we don't know how.
What is it?
You will know soon enough.
And the man behind the Beagle Mars probe, Colin Pillinger, he was a huge fan.
I went to a conference that he was talking at, and somebody in the audience asked him what it was that inspired him to become a space scientist. And he said, Journey into Space. That's exactly what he said.
Firing in 30 seconds. Stand by.
In spite of the high speed at which we were still travelling, the whole fleet seemed to hang motionless in space. One side of each ship bathed in brilliant sunlight.
20 seconds.
The other half in total darkness. And so our long journey was almost over. In a few days, the red planet would be reached. We would be encircling it 1,000 miles above its surface and preparing the discovery for its first descent.
5 seconds.
But first, we had to slow down.
Contact!
People thought I was a great expert on space, and I wasn't. I mean, I got it out of books. It was mainly in my head, my science fiction.
I can fight them, but you can't.
What's he talking about?
I wouldn't try to make sense of it, Jet. He's delirious.
You do not know the power they have.
He must be. I don't think he even realizes I was talking to him.
I defy you. Do you hear? I defy you.
But I did get an invitation from the British Planetary Society to attend one of their meetings. I thought, my goodness, I couldn't do that. I mean, all these erudite people, these experts. And I wrote back and said, look, I'm not an expert in space. I'm only a science fiction writer. They wrote back, oh, we don't want you to lecture on space. We have our annual general meeting on Wednesday, and Wednesday is the night that Journey into Space is on, and we thought you could tell us what happened in the episode that we're going to miss.
You ready?
Ready.
Then stand by. Everybody batten down.
Okay, Jet.
Atomic motor, fire! Life that. This is going to be unpleasant. Very unpleasant.
I think you described yourself earlier as being considered a role model or a model employee at the BBC. The Radio Times once described you as a maverick producer.
Well, I put on sort of programmes no other people would try to put on. I put on jazz programmes, and out of that I formed the Radio Rhythm Club Sextet. and playing the piano, and it was now a world-famous pianist called George Shearing. And I suppose I put him on the air. I was the first one to put him on the air. But a maverick producer, I don't know what they would mean by that. Do you, Penn?
Well, I think you did do things nobody else did, didn't you?
Innovative would have been better, because we keep talking about all the series I did, but I did lots of single programmes. I wrote a one-hour musical that became Oh, What a Lovely War. That's something, isn't it? And I was always doing things that other people wouldn't do or wouldn't try or were thought to be original. I don't know whether it's maverick, really. I wasn't an outlaw. I think I was a bit of an innovator.
Nine, engines on, five, four, go, three, go, two, go, he comes, go, go, go.
I was very fortunate in so much that, you know, my position in life when I was born was very low, and I've been on the way up ever since. So I suppose, you know, it's really very fortunate. I got into the BBC, which was a wonderful organisation. I found not only did they treat me as a human being and not as an animal, as they did in the factory where I worked, but they encouraged me to be a broadcaster. Once I started broadcasting, I decided I'd better learn, educate myself, because I had no education. I was an elementary school boy, left school at 14. I used to go into the library at 7 o'clock in the morning and play all the records to myself, stay late at night. And Miss Milnes, who rang the book library, gave me the key so I could go in there and study if I wanted to. And I went to see one of the BBC executives, I suppose he was, controller of staff of some kind. And this chap said, yes, he said, we can see that you'd like to improve yourself. And if you care to take any course in any night school or anything like that, tell us and we'll pay for it. And so right opposite the BBC is the Polytechnic. So I enrolled myself in there, and I went there for some years as a night student. The BBC paid all the fees. Once I'd done it, and obviously I was making a name for myself, it seemed I was a good example. Any boy that wished to go to evening school or get some kind of extra education, the BBC usually paid for it.
Journey into Space Force with Charles Chilton. Transmission ended. Transmission ended. Transmission ended. Transmission ended.